should appear in the line is that guy I've been chasing all year. Spending this one alone, he said, the break this year's been crazy. I said, me too, but why are you? You mean you forgot cranberry soup? Then suddenly we laughed and laughed, caught on to what was happening. That Christmas magic's brought this tale to a very
Hey guys, it's Brian Young of A Crash Course for the Ravers.
It's a crash course for the ravers.
Where we play deep cuts, lost classics, live tracks, your requests, and plenty of local rock sprinkled throughout. I'm joined by my beautiful co-host, Marie Michelle.
That's me.
1 to 4 p.m. Saturdays. Don't miss it on 91.5 WMFO in Medford.
This message brought to you by FEMA. Home fires occur most often in winter. Keep anything that can catch fire at least 3 feet from heating equipment. And never use an oven to heat your home. Stay in the kitchen when frying, grilling, or broiling food. Turn space heaters off when you leave the room or go to bed. Make sure all vents are clear of snow and ice to allow carbon monoxide to vent outside. Have your furnace, heating system, and chimneys serviced each year by a qualified professional. Learn more at www.usfa.fema.gov.
Turn on the light, don't lap it, it'll be alright. Pull me out another phone, I'll ring and see if your friends are home. Perhaps the strange ones in the dome can lend us a book we can read up alone and try. Get it on like once before. Where people stared and Cobain's eyes and scored. His name was always Buddy, and he'd shrug and he'd ask to stay. She'd sigh like Twig the Wonder Kid, and turn her face away. She's uncertain if she likes him, but she knows she really loves him. It's a crash course for the Ravers, it's a driving Saturday. Young, the foreman, ready to work. Neither hands nor limbs would burst. Tight enough to keep formation with this fallout saturation. Cursing at the astronaut who stands and still by his cabinet. He's crashing out with Sylvia, the bureau supplied for raging men. With snorting head, he gazes to the shore. Sad rage to see the raids no more. Like the video film bizarre. His name was always Buddy, and he'd shrug and he'd ask to stay. She sighed like Twig the Wonder Kid, and away. She's uncertain if she likes him, but you know she really loves him. It's a crash course for the ravers. It's a driving Saturday. Driving Saturday. It's a driving Saturday. It's a driving Saturday.
That one. Oh, that's weird. Oh, I guess that's right. 91.5 WMFO in Medford. It is a crash course for the Raven Show. Sounds like my speaker's working. My microphone is working this morning. That's good. That's good news. Merry Christmas, everyone. I guess this is my closest day to Christmas before the actual day. So, yeah, on the ride up, I decided Christmas musics. Music. And and along with that fact, our guest today is Mary Cherry Christmas. I almost called it Christmas. Mary Cherry Bomb, which is, hold on, I'll put your mic up, which also reminds me, it's a kind of a Christmassy name, isn't it?
A little bit, yeah.
And of course, I picked the only mic that, there you go.
Can you hear me?
I can hear you now.
Hello.
How's it going, Allie? We'll talk a lot more with Allie in a little bit.
Yeah.
Get some music out there. If you have a Christmas rocking song you would like to hear this year, 855-915-9636 is the number. That's the way to do it. I'm Brian. That's Allie. Whoop. And here are some crackers.
Whoops.
Ah. Merry Christmas,
on the ground under a dead palm tree, six and Speedway on Christmas Day. It seemed like things were gonna go my way. Then we had some good times, drinking cheap wine and popping pills, spending the holidays getting drunk at the Rusty Nail. And then there's Emily from a good family. They fucked up your head and they sent you to me. It's a wonderful life, it's playing on the TV. I think about you, do you still think about me?
Merry Christmas, but my insurance claim was still paying out. You were headed back up while I was going down. So I reformed the band to try to keep you around. Then we had some bad times, drinking wine in the summer heat. A couple loud arguments standing in the middle. Emily under that dead palm tree. It's Christmas Day and it's like 80 degrees. I still think about you. Do you still think about me?
Merry Christmas,
Hi, this is David Lowry from Cracker, and you're listening to Brian Young on 91.5 WMFO in Medford.
The Union Elves.
The Christmas spirit grows with each new day, and it's so close but seems so far away. And yet it comes only once a year, and for you know it, it's already here. The streets are filled with laughter and so many hearts are gay. Everybody helps to make the spirit bright. The houses turn on their Christmas lights at night. It's worth the wait the whole year through, just to make happy someone like you.
and I never outgrow the thrill of Christmas Day. It's worth the wait the whole year through, just to make happy someone like you. And I'll never outgrow the thrill of Christmas Day. It's worth the wait the whole year through, just to make happy someone like you.
Silver and gold, silver and gold. Everyone wishes for silver and gold. How do you measure its?
Always this way. I'm gonna have to have another Christmas, babe. I think I'm gonna have to have 69. Everything was looking fine. Sancha said she'd still be mine by the end of the year. I was crying. Christmas 1979. Christmas 1979. Christmas 1979. Christmas 1979. We was playing punk in Hamburg. Bruce stayed out there with a German bird. I came home on Christmas Eve. I was on punk leave. Christmas 1979. Christmas 1979. Christmas 1979. Christmas 1979. My father walked in, pissed through the door, chucked the telly across the floor. Then he fell drunk to his bed, and these were the last words he ever said. Merry fucking Christmas to you all. Merry fucking Christmas to you all. Merry fucking Christmas to you.
Marie was trying to tell me something from the window. I think she thinks I have telepathy of some sort, that I can understand her through that window. But Mary Cherry Bomb's here. I'm going to ask you a couple questions in a second.
Okay.
So why don't you sit there and talk about yourself while I go ask my my crony out there what she's trying to tell me.
Okay.
Thank you. I'll be right back.
I'm Allie from Mary Cherrybaum, local artist. I have some new singles coming out. I have an album that I split into four EPs, one for each season. The spring EP is the first one out on January 17th. Up here he comes. And the current single is a song called Fake Nudes.
Oh, what did I miss, Mary Cherry Bomb?
Fake nudes. You know?
Anything we should worry about?
I get that. Yeah. I get that a lot.
91.5 WMFO Medford. Yes, we are sitting here with Mary Cherry Bomb. Somebody wanted to know why I took off a song, and I don't know what they're... I just want to look at this. Let me look at my list for a second, yeah.
Give it a gander.
Merry Christmas, I don't want to fight. I'll have to find out what song it is, and if it did get pulled too early, I'll replay it. It was not meant to be.
Whew.
So, how long have you been recording? Well, how long have you... Well, when did you know you wanted to start music?
When I was like 4 years old.
Do I call you Mary, Cherry, or Bomb?
How about Allie?
Allie, okay.
I started when I was like 4 years old, and I've never stopped since then.
Nice.
Mary Cherry Bomb formed in around 2018-19.
Uh-huh. Now, do you have a band?
Not yet. I'm actually trying to put a touring band together,
mm-hmm.
because I record all the parts myself, which makes it hard to perform live, obviously.
Mm-hmm.
So, yeah, looking for a local Boston artist to make up a backing band.
Start putting it out there, that's for sure. What did you bring with you today for us to
sample
some of this cherry bomb?
I brought some of the songs from the upcoming EP called Spring.
Mm-hmm.
The first song is called Fake Nudes, which is the current single. And the other one is called Afterglow, which is coming out in just a few days, actually.
Mm-hmm.
And yeah.
So you brought two?
I have more, but two at least.
How many can you play for us today?
Three or four.
Okay, why don't we do three and talk in between them?
Okay, that sounds great.
All right. Leave out the least rockin' one. Leave out.
Okay. Gotcha.
Well, she was asking me about the show, and I said, Mary Cherry Bomb, that belongs on a Christmas show.
It sounds like a drink.
And what I've heard, I wouldn't call it total rocking, like the stuff we usually play here, but it definitely has... It's got a cool sound. It's got has a new wave sound. Reminds me a bit of Blondie when she got like into her disco stuff, you know?
That's a compliment. I take that.
All right, yeah. Why not? So you want to start off with...
Fake Nudes.
All right, whenever you're ready, we'll listen to that.
All right.
91.5 WMFO Medford. Oh, hold on. Get it ready again. I'm sorry.
Okay. Take two.
Let me figure this out. This might be the wrong thing. Let me just try something out here. I didn't think of this. So you're an auxiliary one, right?
I believe so.
Let's try this. It would have to do... I know what I'm doing.
Beautiful, isn't it?
Absolute
poetry.
It's Mary Cherry Bomb.
Woo!
With our new hit single, Fake News?
Fake News.
Fake Nudes or News?
Nudes.
Nudes. Okay. 91.5 WMFO Medford. Hit it.
I hit it.
And it's not going?
Song.
All right, let me put on another song and we'll try and figure this out again.
Technical difficulties.
And live radio. Something always happens.
It's thrilling. Allie. It's thrilling.
This one's called Sloppy Seconds.
By who?
Oh, well, it's the band Sloppy Seconds with Canned Again? 91.5 MFO Crash Course for the Ravers Show.
You don't know snot. There ain't anyone who wants you now.
91.5 WMFO in Medford. We think we got this thing set.
Whoop,
whoop. I'll put up, pot it up, and ready. Go. Mary Cherry Bomb, 91.5 WMFO Medford. Yeah, that's something you can dance to for sure. Where is she?
Hello?
Star of the day, who she can she be? It's Allie. So what's up?
Hello. So that was Fake Nudes.
Fake Nudes. What is Fake Nudes all about, Allie?
Just all about, it's just trying to seduce somebody.
Oh, is that what you're doing with that song?
Yeah, pretty much.
By using fake nudes? Do you use fake nudes?
Me personally?
Yeah.
Of course not. I would never. To me, fake nudes are like, they're like AI nudes.
You use the
know?
Real thing, right?
Yeah.
Naughty girl. Ha-ha. When 91.5 WMFO in Medford celebrating Christmas a little early with Mary Cherry Bomb. And do you deliver candy to little boys and girls on Christmas?
No, not this year.
You have in the
Santa,
past, though.
Santa, he kicked me out of the sleigh, you know?
You look like you'd make a good elf.
Yeah. Oh.
All right, what's your next song?
Song's called Aries and Gemini.
Ah, Aries. That would be me. What are you?
You're Aries, yeah, too. I'm an Aries, too.
Birth date?
April 2nd. Oh. Almost an April Fool. It still counts.
I'm in March.
Ah, you're a March Aries, I see.
Did you want to go ahead and play this one?
All right. Here we go.
What's this one called?
Aries and Gemini.
Oh, yeah. Hang on. Oh, we got it. We got to go. What were you laughing at the end there, Allie?
What's up?
At the end of the track, there's some laughter.
I just thought it was silly the way I finished the song. And I had to keep that little chuckle. It was too good.
Aries and Gemini.
Yes.
What brings those two together?
Lots and lots of love.
Are you saying they're a good fit, an Aries and a Gemini?
They're meant to be.
Okay. So
according
I should be looking for Geminis.
You should be, yeah.
All right. It's good to know. Nothing else has been working.
Maybe that's why.
91.5 WMFO. If you are a really hot female Gemini, you can call in 855-915-9636. And you got one more you want to share with us?
Yeah.
Where are you from, Allie?
I'm from here, from Boston. Originally from Whitman, Massachusetts, which is a random little place.
Yeah, I know Whitman Hanson.
I've spent a good amount of time in New Orleans.
Yeah, you're like
all over the place.
Did you live in the Wampanoag Swamp?
No, I wish. Basically, I lived in the Bridgewater Triangle. That's for sure.
Yeah, that's
that probably
Wampanoag Swamp
yeah.
is in Bridgewater Triangle. Yep.
Right, I'm from right at the tippity top of the triangle.
Uh-huh.
Makes perfect sense.
I know all about it. I watch like every show and special they have about this thing.
Yeah, Sam.
I actually worked with a guy that was on something about the Bridgewater Triangle. Yeah, they had him like showing a news crew where he saw some lights bouncing around, you know?
Oh, yeah, okay.
I was working with him at the time, so it was pretty funny.
That's pretty cool. I believe it.
I believe everything is possible.
Yeah.
That's what I believe. Okay, one more, and then we can say goodbyes, but you're welcome to hang through the whole show, if you like.
Okay.
Co-host, whatever you like.
Well, I have Afterglow. Or Mystery of Illusion.
What rocks more?
Probably Afterglow.
Yeah.
And Afterglow will be released as a single in a few days on the 27th. And are you ready?
Mm. Now, before you start that, I just wanted to say, because I say, you know, I'm a rocker, I'm strictly like anything that rocks. This isn't bad to me at all.
Oh, well, thank you.
It's reminded me quite... I just said this, didn't I? It reminds me of Blondie, like New Wave.
Yeah, Blondie.
Stuff. Yeah.
Yeah. I appreciate that.
All right, let's check out this one.
All right. Afterglow.
91.5 MFO.
Dot.
Hang on. Yeah, we got it. Oh, you're learning the song.
Is that your theme song?
Yeah. Well, that's not my theme song. That's actually kind.
Oh.
That's the music bed, we call it, in radio.
Oh, I see.
Jack Nishi.
Splendid. Smashing, you might say.
The theme song is my band, though, and it's the only cover that we recorded. It's David Bowie's.
Oh, well, yeah.
Drive-In Saturday.
Well, yeah, of course.
Okay.
Of course.
Anything you want to plug? Get out there, Allie?
Like I said, the EP titled Spring will be out on January 17th, followed by Summer, Autumn, and Winter over the next year.
Is that how the seasons go?
Yeah. Spring, summer, you know.
I'm just being silly. Well, it was a complete joy having you on today.
Yes, thanks for having me.
I hope you have a very Merry Christmas.
You too. You're well. A Merry Cherry Christmas.
Merry Cherry Christmas. And you're totally welcome to hang out throughout the show. I'm here till 3.
Cool.
I know. I'm sure you're busy. Whatever you want to do.
All right. Awesome.
Make yourself at home.
Okay.
Thanks, Allie.
Thank you.
She's
so
Mary.
Long.
Excuse me?
I said so long.
So long. You almost got a British accent going. Mary Cherry Bomb coming to a theater near you. Or a stage near you. Check her out. She's the bomb.
I've started to notice that I'm for you. Don't know how to tell you. Don't know what to do. Yeah. I'm in love with you now. Girl, you're all I need. So won't you give your love to me? Julie, you're so sweet. I've got